From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. The upcoming midterm elections promise to be heated as Democrats try to take back Congress. But how people vote this fall may be just as important as who they vote for. Millions of Americans will cast their ballots using electronic voting machines. But a new study from New York University's Brennan Center for Justice says, while the days of hanging chads may be winding down, November's election process could still be contentious. NPR's Farai Chidea recently spoke with one of the study's authors, Lawrence Norden of the Benjamin Cardoza School of Law in New York City.
I think most broadly and most importantly, what we found was that there are serious security vulnerabilities in electronic voting machines that could affect the outcome of state or nationwide elections, but that the good news is there are relatively straightforward and simple ways to address those vulnerabilities. The problem is that right now, in most jurisdictions, those security countermeasures aren't in place.
Is there a paper trail on most of these machines or not?
Well, that's a good question. And probably at the center of the security debate over the last few years has been the issue of whether or not there is a paper trail, whether or not there's a voter-verified paper record. At this point, I think there are about 26 states that require voter-verified paper records on their machine, and there are another 10 who, although it's not required by law statewide, their machines do have voter-verified paper records. What we found, interestingly, is that the voter-verified paper record by itself doesn't necessarily provide any extra security value, and I think that's one of our most important findings. If you want paper to have a security value, you need to audit it. You need to check it against the electronic record, which in most states is the official record. You can check a very small percentage of them to do that effectively, to have confidence that the votes that were recorded correctly. However, one of the big problems is that currently very few of states do that. I think of the 36 states where paper exists statewide, only about a third of states are auditing those paper records.
And what about the hackability of these machines?
Well, we spent a long time working on that. We spent about a year and a half on that question. And what we determined in the end is that there are enough points of vulnerability that, in fact, somebody could hack into machines and take over machines and affect the way they're recording votes. And again, I would say that there are things that can be done to make that much less likely. One of them, one of the most important ones, is especially when there's a paper trail that you're auditing the paper, because even if something like that's done, if voters are checking their paper records, it will make it extremely unlikely that somebody can get away with an attack like that.
Now, how were your findings received on Capitol Hill?
I was astounded. We had what I would say was a fantastic reception while we were down there. We had a press conference. I think traditionally, unfortunately, this has been perceived as a little bit of a partisan issue, perhaps because of the way the last few elections turned out. And as a result, maybe some Republicans have been a little bit unsure that they wanted to take on this issue. But when we were down there in Washington, we had twice as many Republican congressmen with us at the press conference as Democrats, and we had a congressional briefing. It was standing room only. So I think there's no question that there is concern about this issue. And I'm very hopeful at the federal level and at the state level that these findings will help make real changes in terms of the way security is practiced around the country.
Lawrence Norden, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea speaking with Lawrence Norden, who chaired New York University's study of voting machines. He also teaches at the Cardoza School of Law in New York.